A tearful employee walks into your office, sharing that her husband is having an affair. You freeze. Nothing in your career as a top performer prepared you for this moment, for the raw, messy humanity of management. This scene captures a universal truth. The skills that earned you a promotion rarely prepare you for what comes next. The transition from star individual contributor to effective manager represents one of the most difficult career shifts you'll ever make. Organizations promote people based on past performance, not future potential, creating what's known as the Peter Principle, rising to your level of incompetence. Most companies provide little preparation for this leap, leaving new managers to figure it out through trial and error. The path forward isn't about following a prescribed route, but becoming a cartographer of your own leadership journey, charting territory only you can see through your unique perspective. Excellence isn't a destination, but a continuous journey requiring you to lead, manage, and coach simultaneously. Leadership provides purpose, direction, and inspiration, requiring strategic thinking and maintaining perspective on the larger picture beyond tactical battles. Management works within system constraints while stewarding limited resources creatively, building organizational allies before you need their help. Coaching combines performance development in daily micro moments and personal growth focused on long-term career ambitions. Elite athletes like Aaron Rodgers drill fundamentals for 45 minutes before practice because excellence demands it. The same applies to management. You cannot lead others until you lead yourself. Self-awareness forms this foundation. Yet, while 95% of people believe they possess it, only 10 to 15% actually do. True self-awareness requires dual vision, understanding your internal landscape, values, passions, strengths, and external perception, how others see you. Curiosity powers this growth. The Fullerton Longitudinal Study found curious students consistently outperformed peers across every measure. As Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger demonstrate, successful people are learning machines who go to bed every night a little wiser than when they got up. This learning cycle involves four steps: seeking knowledge from trusted sources, testing through deliberate practice, reflecting on results, and teaching others. Teaching cements understanding more powerfully than passive methods. The moment you become a manager, you're under constant observation. Your team scrutinizes every response, decision, and reaction. Your behavior sets the cultural tone. Self-discipline becomes your most visible leadership trait. Former Navy SEAL David Goggins views physical training as building calluses on my mind, advocating the 40% rule. When your mind says you're done, you're only 40% into your reserves. Robert Kersen notes in Shadow Divers that deep wreck divers die not from problems, but from panic responses. Your response matters infinitely more than the initial problem. Thriving leaders maintain composure, analyze objectively, and take decisive action. Physical presence matters equally. Peter Drucker identified time management as the first habit of effective executives who start with their time rather than tasks. Get out of your office. Be with your team. The smallest details determine success. UCLA coach John Wooden began each season teaching players how to properly put on socks, knowing wrinkle-free socks prevented blisters that could cost games. Culture isn't about ping-pong tables. It's the collective energy of people and how they interact. Bill Walsh emphasized that culture precedes positive results. Before influencing your team's thinking, you must earn permission to get inside their heads. While 86% of employees report higher productivity when they like their boss, 3/4 identify dealing with their boss as the worst part of their jobs. Authority alone isn't enough. It must be paired with authentic leadership. Trust forms the foundation for everything you'll accomplish. General McChrystal explains that trust decreases transaction costs. Without it, simple actions become difficult as everyone conducts due diligence, often missing opportunities. High-trust organizations experience 74% less stress, 106% more energy, and 50% higher productivity. Build trust through transparency about decisions, admitting mistakes, showing appropriate vulnerability, and following through on commitments. Vulnerability combines truth and courage, uncomfortable but never weakness. Kat Cole, former Cinnabon president, shares her background when entering new environments, single-parent home, college dropout. By revealing her story, she transforms from the boss into someone others can connect with authentically. Psychological safety, where people feel comfortable being themselves, drives better performance, innovation, and retention. Navy Captain David Marquette transformed the worst-performing submarine into the top-rated one by shifting from knowing and telling to knowing and asking, admitting uncertainty, and trusting his crew's expertise. The impact is measurable. Disengaged workers show 37% higher absenteeism, 60% more errors, and 18% lower productivity. Empowered teams take initiative, calculated risks, and demonstrate higher creativity. Delegation, though difficult for former individual contributors, becomes essential for scaling impact through providing context, supporting growth, and accepting different approaches. Your most important decisions involve who is on your team. Jim Collins states it simply, who comes first? What comes second? NASA's Gene Kranz demonstrated this by selecting Apollo program members not just for technical expertise, but for optimism and ability to handle adversity under pressure. Warren Buffett identifies three critical qualities in team members: intelligence, energy, and integrity. Without integrity, the other two become dangerous. Smart, motivated people lacking character can severely damage an organization. Most managers inherit existing teams rather than building from scratch. Michael Watkins warns, building a team you've inherited is like repairing an airplane in mid-flight. The first 90 days are crucial. Observe carefully, identify high performers immediately, and ensure they feel the love. Pay attention to informal leaders who influence team culture. Create individual development plans for those showing potential and make tough decisions about consistent underperformers. Research shows teams with varied backgrounds often outperform homogeneous groups in complex problem solving, though diversity must balance with shared values. When Wharton professor Michael Usom asked executive MBA students to identify exemplary leaders, one quality stood out: exceptional capacity to articulate a plan and lay out a way of achieving it. Leaders must be vividly clear when communicating team mission and individual expectations. Any lack of clarity falls on the leader's shoulders. Stories activate more brain regions than facts, triggering oxytocin that increases empathy. When IBM's Ginni Rometty shared her early career struggles, it drove cultural change. Great storytelling requires seven elements: relatability, a hook, conflict, emotional resonance, simplicity, surprise, and satisfaction. Brevity sharpens messages. Like comedians cutting unnecessary material, effective managers must constantly ask, "Is this necessary?" With average adult attention span in meetings at just 18 minutes, concise communication is crucial. Digital communication demands mastering when to use email versus video calls versus instant messaging. The best coaches analyze success as thoroughly as failure. Humility means thinking of yourself less, allowing focus on helping others succeed. Great leadership means running toward problems with optimism and realism, seeing truth clearly and acting on it. This mindset carried Carly Fiorina from entry-level work to HP's first female CEO. The best leaders see themselves, their teams, and challenges with unvarnished honesty, recognizing gaps as opportunities for growth. As JJ Redick says after 13 NBA seasons, you've never arrived. You're always becoming.